You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is on the phone line from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
What can we expect over the next 24 hours and then look forward for the prospects for the finish of harvest here in the Midwest?
Well, we're going to have some weather move in, at least, you know, through the next 24 hours. Not too much going on, some light shower activity and fairly mild across many areas of the Midwest, but there's a pretty good shot of cold air coming right out of northwest Canada that's going to be arriving and moving into all the Corn Belt Midwest as we get into the day Friday and into the weekend. It's going to be a lot colder. And out ahead of this front, while I don't expect a lot of precipitation, there is going to be some rain and a little bit of snow that could slow down harvest a little bit as we get into the Friday-Saturday time frame.
And if you look at other places in the United States, for instance, with the hard red winter wheat crop, maybe in other growing regions around the globe, South America, what do you see for the potential there?
Well, for the rest of the United States, we're going to be in a much more active weather pattern for the rest of this month and into the first week of December. It looks pretty cold from the Rockies and points east, and this will bring episodes of precipitation. Going south into South America, right now it's a fairly favorable weather pattern. South America, both Brazil, Argentina, looking at near normal amounts of precipitation over the next week to 10 days. Temperatures not far from normal as well. Australia, temperatures there not as hot, a little bit more moderate, and actually some rain chances in a few areas.
Anything else that we need to discuss before I let you go for the day?
Well, it looks like most of Western Europe, a lot like the United States, will be trending colder as well.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather. He's from Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.